Translation. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, as described above, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification. Please repeat after me. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, as described above, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification. Is Maharaj here? Oh, couldn't make it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Herein it is clearly stated by Narada Muni that one should not be accepted as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra according to birth. For although this is going on now, it is not accepted by the Shastra. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, what's the verse 4.13? Chaturvarnyam maya shristam guna karmana vibhagasha. Famous verse. Those, the four divisions of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, are to be ascertained according to qualities and activities. If one was born in a Brahmana family and has acquired the Brahminical qualifications, he is to be accepted as a Brahmana. Otherwise, he should be considered a Brahma Bandhu. Similarly, if a Sudra acquires the qualities of a Brahmana, although he was born in a Sudra family, he is not a Sudra, because he has developed the qualities of a Brahmana. He should be accepted as a Brahmana. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to develop these Brahminical qualities, regardless of the community in which one was born. If one develops the qualities of a Brahmana, he should be accepted as a Brahmana. And he then may be offered the order of sannyas, unless one is qualified in terms of the Brahminical symptoms. One cannot take sannyas. In designating a person a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, birth is not essential symptom. This understanding is very important. Hearing Narada Muni distinctly says that one may be accepted according to the caste of his birth, if he has corresponding qualifications, but otherwise he should not. One who has attained the qualifications of a Brahmana, regardless of where he was born, should be accepted as a Brahmana. Similarly, if one has developed the qualities of a Sudra or a Chandala, regardless of where he was born, he should be accepted in terms of those symptoms. End of purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Perfect Society for Social Classes. (Clears throat) Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasiri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Grim Yakripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. Vancha Galpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Paditanam Pavane Vyo Vashnave Vyo Namo Nama. I hope you're not going to get more cough than words today from me. Actually, Giriraj Swami told me yesterday that he was coming to give a class, and I was very happy because I was on the schedule and I'm not fully recovered. And he said, but please be there on standby. So I didn't even, I trusted him that he would come, and I didn't even have a glance at this verse, which I'm not very very much taught or learned on this topic of the fourth class of the society, but I may try to say a little something, and then the rest perhaps could be filled by perhaps Gauri Prabhu is much more qualified than me. He can talk very nicely on this. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, as described above, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification. So this is the Narada Muni verdict statement. Declaring that, sorry, is it possible to have a little bit of turmeric? I put on my, then it'll stop me coughing. No, turmeric powder, just a little bit. Yeah, a little bit, very little. It stops coughing, that's what they say. Thank you, Mangalari Prabhu. So, Narada Muni is making this statement that it is not by birth that will determine who you are, how you're gonna be, what you're gonna be, but it's from the internal development, the habit. It's by guna and karma. We can cultivate the habit, different habits that we have. In the mode of goodness, in the mode of passion, in the mode of ignorance. and that's how the habitude, the habits of the living entity, they become manifest. When they're touched by the modes, then you can tell that that person is maneuvered by a particular influence. And you can tell by the habit of someone, the way he walks, the way he eats, the way he talks, the way he dresses, the way he thinks, that you can tell if that person is a Brahman, a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra. Very often, we tend to look at the external. Oh, did you hear such and such? He used to be a fool. He's a barrister now. We tend to judge people by the way they look. And the way, like when I was a child, there was a boy who was in my boarding school. He was a kind of progeny, very good in music and intelligent, but was also in some way deficient in the way he used to talk, his behavior. And so we, for three, four years, we had an idea about his character. But when I reached the age of 20, I met some of my friends, and we got together. And one of them said, "Did you hear such and such? Do you remember him?" Some friends from the boarding school, and he's a barrister now. And the other one, "No, I can't believe that." It was very difficult to. This is the condescending mentality. When we project, we cast out an opinion about someone just on a very short observation. And we think that that person, that's the way it is. Because we tend to see the external and we have no vision about the internal affairs of another living entity. We don't know anybody really. So each one of us can develop a character, I can develop a habits of being a Brahman. Very often, you know, some eccentric devotees, they join Krishna consciousness. I remember in Italy there was one who didn't even know how to put the dhoti on, and he had his Brahman underwear coming out of his dhoti, and and when you sit down, you're showing the legs and the buttons, they were one up, one down. Later on, he became the temple president of beloved Vrindavan. Samba, his name was. We don't know. And he was like seen, you know, as very eccentric, and he can say insignificant bhakta, like any other bhakta. But he was, he developed very nicely with the help of Shastra and devotees. He preached nicely. He spoke nicely. And he became temple president. So very often, to observe someone is not, like Prabhupada says, it's a fool can be passed unobserved until you open his mouth, right? This is the statement. Or is something else? This is. So we can usually assess, even in any institutions, schools, you can assess actually the character of a person mainly by this main principle, by the way the person he talks. Because the way you talk, it actually defines the way you are and illustrates the way you are thinking. The thoughts are an expression of your thoughts. The talk is an expression of your thoughts. And the thoughts are also created by the way you are, the habits that you have. So you can tell the character of someone on a certain high percentage by the way the person he talks. Usually also in meetings, the person who talks the best, you know, is the most respected. The person who doesn't talk very well is usually derided, or people they don't pay attention. Right? It's a common behavior. Someone becomes a great politician, not because just the way he looks like. I mean, the looking is also a contributing factor. You have to have, you know, a good presence. They say stage presence to be a prime minister. I remember George Bush, the son, not the father, he was elected. There was some wary. The other politicians of the same party, they were wondering whether or not he would be qualified to represent America because he's too short. I mean, I read it on the paper, and you know, we have to have an exemplary man, good looking, IQ, to be the man of the world. Because to be president of America, you are leading the world. So mostly the person is understood to be either a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, mostly the way he talks. And then there are different types of behavior also, the way he walks, the way he dresses, his desires. We all have a different desires. Actually, guna and karma. Karma means, the guna means the modes that is governing you, and the karma are also the desire they're chasing you from previous lives. We may try to push ourselves to have a desire of a Brahman, to try to desire to read, but then the desire, you know, pulls us to do something else, to rather watch TV rather than reading, or rather doing something which is not very brahminical. So the desires, karma, guna and karma, they pull the soul, the conditioned souls, under the modes where he is said to be. So therefore, it is not by birth, just because someone is born in a Brahmana family, he's said to be a Brahman. But it's by guna and karma, by the quality that the person develops. So we should not, like Narada Muni, bewares the readers of the Bhagavatam, that don't judge someone the way he looks and the place where he come from, where he was born, either if he's black or white, Chinese or Hindu. There is a statement that is actually guarding us. One of the offenses is to see a Vaishnav who is a provenient from a particular place. How does it go? I forgot the verse now. Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi or something. How does he start? Arche Vishnu Shilanam. Arche Vishnu Shilanam. Did you know the verse, Gauri, for who I'm talking about? Arche Vishnu, one should not see the deities as marble. A Vaishnava coming from a particular place, Charanamrita as ordinary water, the Guru as ordinary person, Arche Vishnu Shilanam, Guru Matir, Nara Vaishnava, Nara Jadi Buddhir, something like that. The intelligence of such a person, of such observer, is already residing in hell. Nara means hell. If you see the deities made out of stone or wood, or if you see a guru as an ordinary person, guru Vaishnavi, even a Vaishnav Jati Buddhir, that Jati that is born from a particular place, coming from a particular caste, the Charanamrita as ordinary water. So this is an offensive mentality. Therefore, a person who is coming from maybe a very simple, meager, simplistic family, he can actually become a Brahman. But of course, we are not concerned very much to become a Brahman. Our concern is to become a Vaishnav. But still, at the same time, Narada Muni says here that to embrace the sannyas ashram, one has to go through the Brahminical training, Brahmachari. Brahmachari means you learn the science of Brahman. Become a Brahman. Because without becoming a Brahman, you cannot embrace the sannyasi ashram. Brahminical qualities are a shield of protection for a person who is living in this world. We need some Brahminical culture. We need a Brahminical behavior to control. Brahman means controlling the senses, to accept discipline, to practice austerity, and to ultimately practice spiritual life. So it is important. We don't want to become smarter Brahmins, but we want to become Brahmins who understand the absolute, the object, the ultimate object of worship, which is the absolute truth, Lord Krishna. So the behavior of a person dictates the influence that is being exercised upon. And behavior comes, as we said before, the way the person speaks. It could be Brahminical, it could be Kshatriya language, very managerial, or it could be administrative, or it could be a Vaishya, someone who is always full of ideas how to sell things. Sell you something. You can have a Vaishya giving class trying to sell you some philosophy like me. Probably I'm a Sudra, not even a Vaishya. So the desires that we have are the testimony of what we are. We are made out of desires that we have. person that change, you know, dovetail his desires, try to change his desires into a much more clean, clean types of desires, that is a brahminical habit. So we can, if we want to know where we are at, we should do some kind of self-assessment. If we want to know if we are Brahman-oriented or Kshatriya or Sudra, we should try to find out what type of desires we have. And nobody knows better than us. Of course, one of the chief quality of a Brahman is to be truthful. Actually, to be truthful in Kali Yuga, it's a luxury. It's very difficult to be a truthful person. That's why very rare to find a Brahman, a real Brahman. A truthful person doesn't mean that if a person is a Sudra and is truthful, then that person is not a Brahman. Actually, he's a Brahman. A truth is the crown jewel of a brahminical quality. Even if you know that you have particular habits and you are conscious of it, and we declare it, we know, that's the way I'm made of. You are actually moving towards the path of brahminical culture. You are a Brahman by telling the truth, just like Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. There was a guru who was asking some children, where do you come from? What's your name? I think Prabhupada tells the story. And some of the kids, you know, they because when we are questioned, we always try to give a good answer, like a CV. In a CV, a lot of people, to get a good job, they put in the best. Or they put perhaps some lies to get the job. And this innocent Sudra child, he was questioned by the guru. Who is your father? Who is your mother? He said, who is your father? And did he say, who is your father or who is your mother? Something like that. And then he said, my mother, I don't know who is my father because my mother is a prostitute. Something like that. Correct me if I am. And then the guru said, you are a Brahman. For a person, it's embarrassing. You know, I'm not going to go around telling people that my mother is a prostitute. But that was the truth. Even though he was from a low family, low class family. But the guru, the Sanya, said, you know, you are a Brahman. By the characteristic of this principle of truth, one is safe. This is the greatest shield. And truth is from humility. Unless we are humble, the truth won't come out. Because pride tries to make us covering things up. We try to cover our internal habit. We don't want anybody to know what is inside me. Like who was Tamal Krishna Maharaj once, he was giving a talk. It was very interesting. He said, usually if you are in a room alone, someone is spying on you, then you will see how many strange things you do. And that's what you are. So when we are socializing with people, we put on the best behavior. We the pride sometimes tries to cover up all our deficiencies, and we put on a brave face. We try to speak intelligently, because nobody wants to be seen as a fool, and nobody wants to disclose their internal, private habit. But the habit actually constitutes what we are. So self-assessment is actually a good exercise to see if we are Brahmins, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra. I mean, I was not trying to go into this psycho kind of philosophy, but this is just a little. It's something, it's a little reflection that I just had, and after reading this purport, and I shared it with you. I think we stop here now, and we leave 10 minutes for any discussions or questions.